have a tweeter question for Lady Gaga, tweeted to us. If you weren't in show business, what do you think you'd be doing?
I would be dead.
Simply put, you wouldn't be here.
No. I am show business. So much of what I do is hinged on show business. I believe so much in it that people ask me, what do you dress like when you're alone? Or do you ever just wear sweatpants or whatever they say? And I'm thinking that the concept of show business is lost. Michael Jackson, when he was being wheeled out of the ambulance when he was burned, he held his glitter glove up high above his head to wave to his fans because he was show business.
You have become a champion of what you call all the freaks. Now, explain, is everybody a freak? Or are you appealing to freaks? Or are there millions of freaks? Explain it.
Well, I have, since my childhood in school and for a very long time, I used to always feel like such a freak. I didn't have very many friends in school. I had a few close friends, and I wasn't a popular girl, and got made fun of every day, and couldn't really relate to anyone, and didn't want to dress like anyone else, and liked different things, and I related to men more than I related to women, and I felt like a freak, and I had nowhere to go. And I guess through the music and the performance pieces we've done, the clothing that I've worn, and as the fan base has begun to grow, I've sort of watched this massive group of misfits join together to liberate themselves. They love the music and they love what the House of Gaga is creating because it has a sense of individuality, a sense of freedom, a sense of non-conformity. And I celebrate that. I joke in the show, at the beginning of the show, I say, all the freaks are outside and I locked the doors. It's kind of the opposite of what you're saying, Larry. It's, we believe that we aren't the freaks, it's everyone else is the freaks.
Your videos are hugely popular on the internet. They've also been remade by other people, like U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan who parody Telephone, or the 12-year-old Grayson Chance performing Paparazzi. What, do you like all these imitators?
Well, yes, of course, but it's actually very interesting that you brought up the soldiers in Afghanistan, because I specifically didn't post that one when I saw it. I wanted to post it on my Twitter, but I got nervous about posting it on my Twitter because I was not sure how it would be received by the other soldiers or the other members of the army or the administration. So I didn't post it. And then it's quite interesting that all of this don't ask, don't tell is happening now that it's happening, because in the Alejandro video there is sort of this homoerotic military theme in the video, and it kind of makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It all kind of comes together culturally and politically, and it's no secret that I don't think that anyone should have to hide who they are, let alone be discriminated against to serve this country. We can all fight equally.
Sure.
But I bring that up specifically because it made me sad that I saw that video and I thought it was so great, and I was so excited that over in Afghanistan they're fighting every day for us and they're protecting us and doing so much, and they were just having a little downtime, and I had to think twice before I posted it because I didn't want anything bad to happen.
She has been compared to another groundbreaking female artist known for visuals, music, and stage shows like Madonna, of course. What does Lady Gaga think about those comparisons? And that video is coming. We We have, of course, gotten tons of tweets, Lady Gaga, about the soon-to-be-released video of your song, Alejandro. When will it be released?
It will be released in just a few days, and I wanted to make sure that my fans had something nice and foreshadowing to watch tonight on Larry King.
Okay, you've got it. The moment the world has been waiting for, a sneak peek of Lady Gaga's current single released in a couple days, Alejandro. Watch. We mentioned Madonna earlier, and many articles were about you refer to Madonna, comparisons, parallels. What do you make of all that? What do you think of her?
Oh, I think Madonna's great. She's been a wonderful friend and very kind and supportive and amazing. And she's such an incredible woman. And, you know, I get compared to so many people, and we all get compared to each other, whether we're blonde, brunette, black, white, straight, gay. But on another level, it's kind of funny because my mother actually looks very much like Madonna. And the older I've gotten, I look more and more like my mother. So sometimes I just want to say, it's not my fault that I look like her.
Did you have fun doing that skit with her on Saturday Night Live?
I did. She's great. We had a blast. We were laughing. We're both quite militant about rehearsals, so we were driving everybody crazy, rehearsing over and over and over again. And SNL wanted us to go get ready for the show, and we kept going. But she's so great. And of course, there's no bad comparison to Madonna. She's wonderful. And there can never be another. So I have to think of even more ways to annoy and shock everyone because she's done everything.
There'll never be another you either. Let's go to some other areas. You were raised Catholics. You were raised as a Catholic. What are your feelings toward the church and religion in general?
Well, I struggle. I struggle with my feelings about the church in particular, but I guess it's, quite honestly, completely separate, isn't it? Religion and the church are two completely separate things. But in terms of religion, I'm very religious. I was raised Catholic. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I'm very spiritual. I pray very much. But at the same time, there is no one religion that doesn't hate or speak against or be prejudiced against another racial group or religious group and or sexual group. And for that, I think religion is also bogus. So I suppose you could say I'm a quite religious woman that is very confused about religion, and I dream of and envision a future where we have a more peaceful religion or a more peaceful world, a more peaceful state of mind for the younger generation. That's what I dream for.
Do you believe you'll go somewhere when you pass on?
Do I believe in heaven?
Yeah.
Or hell? I guess I believe I'll go to heaven, but I suppose I could go either way, couldn't I?
You mentioned earlier about this appeal to the gays. You're an outspoken advocate of gay rights. Why do you think there's such an appeal between you and the gay community? You for them, they for you. Why?
Well, I can speak for myself, and that my admiration for the gay community comes from an incredibly steadfast and joyful courage and bravery that they have for one another, for their community. To be gay and to live openly in this society is something that requires a tremendous amount of strength and steadfastness, and I admire that, and I envy it in so many ways. Because it's something that I, as a woman, do not always wholeheartedly possess. And I think that my connection to them has also been just symbiotic and mutual. They know how much I love them and my music in so many ways. My friends, since I was very young, they were all gay, and they were always my closest friends, my purest friendships. gay men never wanted anything from me.